It's Mary Hughes with WNTW, and we're talking to Noah Gunderson, who just put on a great set of music here at the Forecastle Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. Hello, Noah. Nice to meet you.
Hey, how are you?
Maybe I should sit over there.
Yeah, come on over. Come on over. Get closer.
Get closer to you.
So much closer.
There we go. So when you were talking there on the stage, you were saying that this is kind of the first time you've been in this area in the summertime like this. How was that for you?
Well, we just had like a heat wave in Seattle, what we call a quote heat wave, where it was like in the mid 90s, like, but our heat is super dry. But everyone freaked out because like no one has air conditioning and where we're from, so it's just buy a box fan and like just like suffer through it.
Suffer, I think, is the key word when it's this hot.
But this is something else. But I think I see how you could adjust to it though, like if you're just taking it easy.
Sitting in a tent perhaps.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah. That's been the name of the game ever since I've been here this weekend is drink all the water I can. Yeah. So Carry the Ghost is coming out August 21st, and I was thinking about how it compares to Ledges, your previous release. So if maybe we could talk just a little bit about the direction things are heading now and the inspirations for this new album.
Yeah. Well, most of Ledges was, a lot of Ledges was recorded and written 2-3 years before it came out. And then, you know, in the interim between the releases of the last one and the new one, or even just the recording of the new one, my musical tastes changed, wrote a lot of different sounding songs, and there's been quite a period of time between them, and I think that's reflected in the material. I listened to a lot of Neil Young's Tonight's the Night, and that was kind of one of the influences. Also, there's a little Peter Gabriel vibe in there.
Post Genesis kind of time.
So and Us. And then the Chariots of Fire soundtrack was an influence for one of the songs. And also the band was a lot more involved on this record. I feel like everybody kind of helped produce it in a way. So a lot of collaboration, and because I just came in with the songs, I had some ideas of arrangement, but a lot of that was sussed out in the studio. It feels raw. It feels like a band playing in the studio. It's multi-tracked. It's not like we did everything live, but as the inspiration for the arrangements and the instrumentation was coming, that's when it was recorded, so it all was really fresh.
So a kind of more natural, a natural feel to you playing kind of with a full band kind of sound. And now, is the recording band the same as your touring band? Is your brother and sister both involved?
Yeah, the band is all the same. AJ, our guitar player, lives in Nashville, so unfortunately he wasn't able to be there for the recording sessions. But everybody else who's in the live band played on the record.
And I actually saw online that you did a cover of Neil Young's Helpless, right, with White Horse, which was beautiful,
thanks,
by the way. But then you did Nirvana.
Yeah.
In this set. Do you do a lot of covers in your live shows as well?
I try to do one a tour. Yeah. We did Smells Like Teen Spirit on the last tour. Before that, I actually did a piano version of a Drake song. I hate the ironic cover. I never want to do I think every cover we do, I try to pick a song that maybe wouldn't be expected of us, and then kind of make it my own.
Yeah, well, that's how the Smells Like Teen Spirit that you did here at Forecastle sounded. Because I was listening to it, but it wasn't until a certain little refrain in the music, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't think anyone recognizes it until we get to the chorus. But I was the reason for doing that song is paying attention to the lyrics of that song. The lyrics are so powerful, and I don't think a lot of people really know the lyrics, except for the chorus. So I wanted to do a version of it that kind of you know, made the lyrics come out a little more.
It kind of strips it back. When you've got something, I guess, that's heavy like Nirvana, you're not really hearing the words very much. You're kind of going with the sound. And
we go heavy on it, but just in a different way, I think. Yeah.
Nice. Do you find that you are an artist really focused on the lyrics first and foremost? Is that like where you're coming at it from? Or are you coming at it as like a full-on song?
I think it used to be more just lyrics. And it still is. Like, I write the songs either on a piano or a guitar in my house. And I think some people are able to like hear the whole arrangement in their heads when they're writing it. And unfortunately, that's not really my... I don't think I really have much of a capacity for that. So that's why a lot of the musical ideas for the larger arrangements happened in the studio on this last record, because I just kind of come in with structure of a song, maybe some general sense of like what I want the vibe to be. But then once we get into the studio and work with the band, that's when it flushes out. And I think hopefully on the next record, there'll be more like writing of ideas with the band, because like we, you know, during sound checks and stuff, we jam and like
there's
some cool stuff. Like everybody in the band is super talented and creative in their own way, and so I'm excited to see where that goes.
See, and that's cool, because you've already got, it sounds like you've already got an idea of what you're wanting to do, mm-hmm. even after Carry the Ghost now.
Yeah, I've already been writing the next record. I was getting close to being probably written, and usually by the time it comes around to recording the new record, I have like a good chunk of songs, and I just pare it down to what works. So, yeah.
So what comes after Forecastle?
We go home on Monday, back to Seattle, and it's kind of my last month home, and then we start rehearsing and touring in September. So, yeah.
And that's something, when I was reading about kind of the process of Carry the Ghost and how that came about, it seemed like there was a lot to do with acceptance. You think you could talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's a process that I still struggle with. Like, it's not a religious album really at all, like compared to some of the other themes in like past records. No longer religious, wasn't on the last record either, but I think that there's so many things that are deeply ingrained about, and even just culturally, that say there is a right, there is a wrong, there are all these, you know, if you do this, this will happen, formulas in life, and just growing up and realizing that life really doesn't work that way. Like, there's a few very small black and white things, but most of it's just really gray, and that's like, it's kind of scary and frightening. Actually, after finishing the record, I started reading a lot of existentialism and realized that the things I had been writing throughout this process tied into a lot of those ideas, and just just that kind of postmodernism of like the self, capital S, and like trying to figure out what I live by or whatever, right. Which is a process that I'm totally still going through and probably still will be for a long time.
That's the endless process.
Yeah, I'm trying to accept that. But I've always been the guy that just like wants there to be the right way, you know, a process that I can go through, and but you know, I've realized even with music, like, it's just everything's just a series of small things. There's no formula. There's no right way. I mean, there are right things that help, but so that's a lot of the process in this record is like saying like, I don't really know. I don't have the answers, and trying to be okay with that.
Would that tie into the title of the album, Carry the Ghost?
So Ortega, this Spanish philosopher from like the late 1800s, like early 1900s, I think. Don't quote me on that. But he said like, a man is just the sum of his history. And that's that idea of the ghost, that thing that we carry, that's like all of our everything that we've done, every experience we've had, every relationship we've had, is we are the accumulation of those things. So that's where that idea of carry the ghost. And there's a little bit of like relational things about a previous relationship that also tie into that. So but I don't really consider it a breakup record, but that's a
that tone is there.
It's in there a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Would you say then that there has been a bigger shift between Ledges and now? Like just
Like personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wrote Ledges came out a year and a half. February of 2014, I think. And I was 24 when it came out. I had written the songs when I was like 20, 21, 22, and I'm 26 now. So a lot of my transformative years over the last like 6-7 years have been cataloged in these songs. And so it's a lot of just snapshots, really. If there is any theme, it's that I'm just trying to understand what it means to exist, why so there's those big questions, but like just trying to understand why I'm here, what my relationships mean, how I live my life, and how I interact with people.
That's pretty deep then. That's diving into some deep waters.
Yeah, but it's also, I think, things that everyone deals with on some level, like whether consciously or not, we're all interacting with each other, we're all making choices in our daily lives based on some kind of idea system, and so whether or not people are conscious of it, that is a thing that we all have a relationship with, trying to understand why we're here and why we're doing what we do.
That's I like that. And I think that's a great thing to hear. You can hear it in the songs, in the new ones that are already kind of out there and we can hear. So Carry the Ghost comes on August the 21st. And then you'll
getting
be
my tattoo that day. I'm getting my tattoos worked on. So I like a little pain to celebrate with.
There you go. I'm marking the occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
And then take a little break, and then you're going to start doing some touring in support of the album.
Yep. We start touring on September 11th, and we're out through sometime in November, and then more touring, after that.
And do you think you'd be doing Four Castle again?
I hope so. Yeah. We had a lot of fun this morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you been here for the whole thing, or did you just arrive today?
We played in Birmingham yesterday, and then we drove from Birmingham last night, got in at like 2 o'clock this morning, and then slept for a little while, and then came over here. Yeah.
So you were, burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, but it's nice. Like, we're not in the middle of a long tour, so everyone's pretty fresh, and it's pretty easy to go for a couple days without a lot of sleep.
And are you guys heading out right after you set things up here and get it all broken down and whatnot?
No, we're gonna hang out for I think most of the day. Yeah, we're staying in Louisville tonight. So
are you gonna check out anyone else who's taking the stage today?
Field Report is coming out on tour with us on the fall for part of it, so I'm gonna go watch them. I'm gonna try to catch Tallest Man on Earth. And kind of just like peruse and just see what's playing.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Of course, thanks for having me.